Some quotes from the diary of Ramsay MacDonald. Publication of these diaries in extenso is prohibited. Quotations are allowed on condition that any published work contains a note to the following effect. The contents of these diaries were, in Ramsay MacDonald's words, meant as notes to guide and revive memory as regards happenings and must on no account be published as they are. TNA catalogue reference PRO/30/69/1753/1. 1923, the cabinet crisis. 8th December, return to London. Crowd at station. Evening papers state Baldwin will resign on Monday and advise King to send for me. Election, wonderful triumph. Malcolm, returning to Oxford, made me break down. Ma, was she here to help me? Why are they both dead, my mother and she? Malcolm, Ramsay MacDonald's son. Margaret, his late wife. 1924, 10 January. Spent Christmas and New Year immersed in politics and loads of letters at Lossiemouth. Times of sad reflections and gloomy thoughts. The people of my heart are dead. Their faces on my walls, they do not share with me. Had much difficulty in returning. How vain is honour now. My dearest living friends cannot change my heart from a grave and myself from being a solitary. My past years were much with me and the old folks. The living were kind and homely and seemed proud of Lossie, but I have to work out my destiny. So I return to the world of politics and premierships, and the press that wonders why I take so little delight in publicity. On the 8th, had fine meeting in Albert Hall, and my speech seems to have been useful. 13, Sunday. Busy, cabinet making. Looks like as if it is to be the most horrible job in my life. Still beginning to suspect human nature. Lossiemouth was the location of MacDonald's family home in Scotland. 3rd Feb, 1924. The Liberals have already shown an unhappiness which will be their own undoing after giving us trouble. Their leaders are men of poor spirit. I hoped we might draw together, but the opposite is likely to happen. They grow mean and petty, rent with personal rivalry and hating us in their hearts. I think we shall live a session, though it will be a worrying job and partisan fighting will increase. My task will be to keep up the government, out of ruts, and confused squabbling, big things and policies to dominate on the field of parliamentary fighting, steady effort, which even if not quite successful, will gain respect and confidence in the country. 2nd March, 1924. I sometimes wonder if I can stand it. I'm convinced that practically continuous sessions of Parliament will break down the machine, but the backbenchers think that nothing's being done unless the House of Lords is talking. This is to be the testing problem of representative democracy. I now see that we are to last. I have adopted the policy of establishing contacts with the living spirit of the country, like art. I hear of grumbling that I give up time to this. The fools, they have neither sense nor vision. Sometimes I think a new party will arise. The Liberals get meaner and meaner, and we respect the Conservatives more and more. They have a calmer sense and a bigger vision in their parliamentary work. The difference in dealing with the Liberals and Tories is great.